Stark, this is Rick Tering on Michael Messina. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Messina, M-E-S-S-I-N-A, M as in Mary, Messina. Date of birth, 3/21/61. Date of visit, 12, I'm sorry, date of visit is 1/6/26. Please make a copy for Amy McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, M-P, nurse practitioner. Amy McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S. Next paragraph, dear Amy, thank you for sending Michael Messina for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodule. Now, next paragraph, this present illness. This is a This is a 64-year-old male who has had a prior history of bladder carcinoma, has undergone previous cystectomy with ileal conduit. And had been evaluated for abdominal pains and underwent a CT. Underwent a CT of the abdomen and had a ureteral stent, followed by a nephrostomy tube placement on the left. The patient also was sent for a PET CT done on 11/10/25. And the PET CT showed a 1.9 by 1.4 centimeter mass in the left lung apex with intense tracer accumulation with a maximum SUV of 11.9 and a and intense tracer accumulation in a 2.1 centimeter mass in the medial aspect of the right upper lobe, with a maximum SUV of 7.0, which is suspicious for malignancy. There were some small subcentimeter lymph nodes in the para-aortic nodal chain. And the nodes demonstrated a SUV of 1.7. The patient has no significant cough, but has some shortness of breath with exertion and denies any chest pain, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. He has had no weight loss. There's no previous chest CT to compare. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for carcinoma of the bladder, status post cystectomy. He also has had prostatectomy and history of cholecystectomy. He had thumb surgery and left knee surgery with fixation of a tibial spine fracture. The patient has anxiety disorder. He has had a previous cervical spine fusion at C4 and 5. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits, patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. No recent alcohol use. He worked in sales. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of unknown causes. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had some fatigue and weight loss. No double vision or cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. He has urinary frequency. He has a nephrostomy tube with drainage from the left kidney. He has some shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn. No nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. He has arm pain, occasional chest pains, and no leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. His joint pains, muscle stiffness, he has headaches and no seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, med list. Tramadol 50 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. Xanax 1 milligram BID PRN. Bactrim 1 tab BID. And oxycodone 10 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress. There was no pallid sign. There was a citrus superfluid edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 130/80. Pulse is 110. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 195. Saturation is 96. HEND norms, phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supplement, bruising of thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. No wheezes or crackles. A heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosity, there's no cap tenderness. Reflex, the 1+. No gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral lung masses. Rule out malignancy. And number two, history of bladder cancer. status post cystectomy. Number three, probable COPD. Number four is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a complete chest CT without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Also, get CBC and a complete metabolic profile. He will possibly need a navigational bronchoscopy and or a needle biopsy of the lung nodule. Lung nodules. And this will be scheduled once the chest CT is completed. Follow-up is to be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy McCandless, NP, nurse practitioner, NP. Thank you, Sakti Suzanne.